This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layton.
Hey, Coach.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
We are really excited.
I am completely speechless right now.
Well, it's a great day for you, but it's a great day for us, too. And can't wait to get to work. You ready to go?
I am so ready. Let's go.
There's part of the secret phone call. Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones, Rob Marinelli. Hey, stud. Hey, stud. We got off track. I was supposed to play it there. Do you want me to play the whole thing here before Kavanaugh, or you want to do it at 8:40? Let's do it at 8:40.
8:40.
We'll think about it.
Let's scratch Kavanaugh. No?
Oh, all right.
Jeff, did you hear that?
Hey, studs.
Oh, hey, studs, how you doing?
That's not
as... I vote to scratch Kavanaugh as well.
No, we're going to put you to work.
Yeah, because he wants to go play Fortnite, that's why.
That's right. Did you go home? Did you go home and play Fortnite?
No, I went home to the lady's house.
Oh.
Oh.
There. Okay, and how was that?
We had a great time consummating the Van Der Esch pick.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So you played Fortnite.
Take us through the draft. Take us through the Cowboys. Actually, you know what? Let's start there. Van Der Esch, the way it all played out, you and KT would have preferred Harold Landry. Maybe there's an injury there. Just take us through what happened in 19.
I think what happened at 19 is the same thing that happened at, what was it, 27, 28 last year, where they sort of put themselves in the spot that I don't love, where they were pretty much going to pick a linebacker. I feel like they were pretty much they were zoomed in on that. That was going to be their pick. And when it got to them and the guy that they wanted got to them, I think it was an easy pick for them. So the way that we have evaluated players, it really doesn't matter because it's what the Cowboys think. And they took the top player on their board. They took a player at the biggest position in need. My biggest problem is that they had such a big need at linebacker to where that was kind of what they had to do. But, you know, you've heard all of us talk about Van Der Esch before. I love Dane's perspective on it, on just – how young he is as a football player, how the athleticism gives him a really high ceiling. So it's not the pick that I would have made, but it's not one that I'll kill like Taco last year. It's one that hopefully they can develop him the way that somebody was going to, and he can be as good as his physical traits say that he can be.
So you feel better about this pick than Taco?
Yeah. We had Van Der Esch as a second round. We had Taco as a borderline second round player. So yeah, this, I think he's a better player today than Taco was coming in. And he's an elite, elite athlete for linebacker. Taco's an average athlete with long arms. That's what they loved. But Van Der Esch, yeah, Van Der Esch has a lot of tools, and he's been incredibly productive in his 1 year at Boise State. So he's got stuff to learn. He needs to learn how to use his body. He needs to be a more physical player. But there's a lot to like with Van Der Esch. So I enjoyed your poll this morning. I voted for the middle one.
Yeah, the poll is, did you love the pick? I don't love it, but I get it, and I hate it. And so far, I don't love it, but I get it is winning big.
And I'm glad, because I feel partially responsible. Like, people last night after they picked Van Der Esch are tweeting me like, oh, this is awful, we're terrible, we're terrible. And it's like, well, we kind of helped to create that thought process by saying it's not the guy that we would want to pick. And I don't want to do that to a fan base after the first round of an NFL draft. The dude can play. He's a good player. And what he could turn into is very exciting. So I don't want to kill this pick. I just don't love that they were almost forced into doing it like they were with Taco. I think they knew they were taking the linebacker at 19 before the draft even started.
Jeff Kavanaugh, BuyerSafety.com hotline, part of the nonstop draft coverage here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, what about moving up for Derwin, someone else, or possibly moving down? Jerry said afterwards, we never thought about moving up. We got some calls about moving down. What about the other options versus just staying at 19?
Yeah, I think we were sitting there getting really excited about Derwin. The thing that holds you back on Derwin James in a trade-up is, number one, by the time he got to where he got to, they weren't going to trade away from Derwin. That's why it was going to be expensive. If you wanted to go to 17 and get him, I don't know what they wanted, because they wanted to pick the player. So ahead of that, whoever was picking each individual player. How much did they want to sit there and pick that player? How much did they think that guy would make it if they dropped to 19? So I don't know what the price is. I believe Jerry when he says it would have been expensive. And I would have loved to have Derwin James. He's probably a top 10 player in this draft for me. But he's also a strong safety, at least at Florida State. He was a strong safety. He was an edge guy. He would rush the quarterback. He's super versatile. He's a great athlete. But if you were going to trade for him, it meant you were going to dedicate two of your first three picks, and you were going to pick a guy at a position that wasn't one of the needs we're trying to fill. I hate that need is a real thing, but it's a real thing. If you've got Derwin James, you could play him at free safety, and maybe that works, and maybe he turns out to be great at it. But if you're drafting him for what he was at Florida State, well, you're drafting a strong safety, and you haven't addressed linebacker, you haven't addressed guard, you haven't gotten a wide receiver, and now you got one pick in the top 81 to try to find that. So that would have been pretty darn tough. I would have loved if he fell in our lap, but it got close. It was exciting.
We had to go 9-7. We had to.
Yeah, I had to.
But I think the thing with that is, you know, Kavanaugh, if you have a chance, my biggest problem with that, if you have a chance to get a top 10 talent, I don't care if it's – I mean, obviously, if you have, like, a quarterback, you wouldn't take a quarterback there. But if you have a chance to get a top 10 talent, I don't care what the fit is. Take a football player.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm going to back down in this debate already because you're right. If you have a chance to get that dude. Now, but this is for me. How did they have those two players ranked? Are they within a couple spots of each other? For me, Derwin's a top 10 player, and I probably had Van Der Esch in the 30s. So to me, sure, go get him. But how did they have him ranked? And I don't know that. So yeah, you're right. You're right. If you have a chance at that sort of talent, you just pick him and you make it work as long as it's not something where he wouldn't get on the field, like a running back or a quarterback. If Derwin would have been on the field, he would have helped your football team. So I would have enjoyed a trade-up. You're right.
So, Jeff, yesterday I said it felt like, as opposed to last year, we had a ton of options. Like, we had an embarrassment of riches at 19, a bunch of different choices we'd feel good about. You feel that same way about today?
Oh, yeah. I love the way the board looks right now. I think after they get together and they figure out what their targets are today, the guard from UTEP, Will Hernandez, didn't go in the first round. James Daniels, the center/guard from Iowa, didn't go in the first round. You got Cortland Sutton, Michael Gallup, Anthony Miller. You got these wide receivers. So we're going to be on the air again today, and we're just going to be, at least I will, I'll be on watch for about 6 to 8 names to see how many of them start disappearing where. And do you need to move up from 50? Can you sit at 50? Because right now they're sitting there looking pretty for either an offensive lineman or a wide receiver. When they get to number 50, I think the board's looking good for them today. I think they're feeling good.
Oh, I like what you just said, that the board's good at 50, because if they don't have a 50th pick, I'm going to lose my, you know what, that's my, like, if they go and they make that trade for Earl Thomas, I'm going to lose it.
There's no losing this. That's the thing. There's no lose. If they trade number 50 for Earl Thomas, you might not love it from a team building and a value standpoint, but you're going to love that when it's time to play week one, you have Earl Thomas instead of whoever you would have picked at 50, because he's going to help your team more this year.
Yeah.
So I'm
yes, he is.
That. I wouldn't love it long-term as a team-building move, but getting to week one, you're going to love having Earl Thomas.
So we got a bunch of different wide receivers. Yesterday, KT compared Will Hernandez to Larry Allen, or at least like some traits that could go there as well. Tight end option. So we're feeling good. We're feeling good right now. I want to get that straight before we move on to your thoughts on the rest of the first round. We're good right now, right?
No, yeah. No, wait, no, yeah. Yes and yes.
Sleep
the answer
deprived.
Is yes.
You're sleep
I don't
deprived.
Know why I used the word no as a crutch before I used the word yes. Okay. Yes, we're feeling good right now.
All right, your thoughts on the rest of the first round, the highs and the lows?
New Orleans shocked. Stunned, shocked, and stunned us. Dane was in the room at the time when New Orleans gave up another first-round pick to go up to the middle of the first round, and we thought for sure you paid a quarterback price.
Yep.
You're going to get Lamar Jackson. And instead they picked Marcus Davenport, which is cool because, you know, he's a UT San Antonio kid, so that's cool, and he's incredibly talented defensive end. But that is a raw player. and they just gave up number 27 and a first-round pick to go get a raw defensive end that I don't think can even help them a lot this year. Now, they built up some credibility last year by picking all the Pro Bowlers in every round, but that's a ton to go get a non-quarterback. That was nuts. The Raiders at 15 made the worst pick in the draft, but we knew somebody was going to do it. So enjoy Colton Miller. He is this year's Eric Flowers. He can't play. He can't block. He's not good. And they picked him at number 15 overall because he's an awesome athlete. He's 6'9". Woo! Go get him, Raiders.
It's tall.
Yeah, it's tall. Very tall. Good wingspan. Yeah, a lot of wingspan. Ask Josh Rosen how well that wingspan works. He's got a couple concussions because of Colton Miller.
What about Lamar?
I love that he went in the first round. I love that somebody came and got him, and Joe Flacco's terrible. I wanted him in Jacksonville. I wanted him in Jacksonville because I wanted to see them get rid of Blake Bortles, run the ball 60 times a game, pass the ball 14 times a game, and win the Super Bowl. That's what I wanted to see. So 32 is a little later than I thought he would go, but you know, it seems like teams are really afraid of the RG3. Of the running quarterback. When he gets hurt, is his career over? What's it going to look like? But when he's on the field, I tell you what, he's going to impact the game, and he's going to give defensive coordinators more nightmares than any other rookie quarterback that went in this draft.
Browns take Baker and Denzel Ward. I don't think a lot of people would have, you know, bet on both of those guys going there.
How much money you and How much money you and KT lose on Bovada last night?
I lost some money. The bad part is that I made a bad value bet, Chop. You know, the value bet was Baker.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I took the bad value bet because I thought Darnold was pretty much a lock. And mm-hmm. so I put my money on Darnold. And then when Baker went, I was like, holy cow, the value you could have had if you had bet on Baker Mayfield. But I didn't do it. I liked their Denzel Ward pick. Now, Bradley Chubb, the defensive end, would have been a good pick too. But I had been talking up Denzel Ward as I would take him over Minka Fitzpatrick. He's my top DB in this class. And so I was happy that Cleveland took Denzel Ward because that dude's a baller. Dane said it last night. He's the best corner on their roster already. So Cleveland got better. We're going to see what they're going to do with Baker Mayfield, but they got a heck of a corner, and they got Baker freaking Mayfield, number one overall. The greatest college quarterback of all time, by the way.
Are you happy? That's the girlfriend talking. Yeah. Are you happy that the Giants took Saquon over Sam Darnold or another quarterback?
Yeah, it's not going to be fun playing against Saquon Barkley twice a year, but I'll take playing Saquon Barkley twice a year over them having their next quarterback for the next 15 years. So, yeah, I think they screwed that up. Saquon's a monster, running the ball, catching the ball. If they let him return kicks, he's a monster all over the field. But it's a running back. It's a dependent position. If you can't block for him, if you can't protect your quarterback and throw the ball to him, he's a running back. He's really good at it. But he's a running back, and they passed on their first time in the top five since the year they got Eli. This is their first time there. So when are they going to get back there to get their quarterback of the future? I don't know, but for now they don't have him, and that's a win.
A lot of Cowboy fans, Jeff, saying, where the heck is the wide receiver? Dez tweeting, if you're going to pick a wideout, get Calvin Ridley. DJ Moore went to Carolina at 24. Ridley went to Julio and the Falcons at 26. Do you have any wide receiver regret?
No, I like this wide receiver class. I think that is about the range that those guys should have gone because there's not a Julio Jones in this class. There's not an A.J. Green. There's not, you know, I don't think that there is a bona fide superstar wide receiver. I think there are good ones. And DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, that was sort of a pick your flavor to me. Moore's probably more physical, a little better after the catch. Calvin Ridley is the better route runner and a better deep threat. So you can take them in whatever order you want. It fits that Steve Smith is going to Carolina again because that's who DJ Moore reminds you of. And Calvin Ridley with Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, and Matt Ryan, holy cow. That I thought that was the best fit of the first round because they play Julio in the slot a lot. Sanu plays the X. Ridley plays the Z. Holy cow. That offense is going to be a juggernaut if they can protect the quarterback.
You say there's not a Julio AJ in this class. Is that just by chance, or is that because the positions changed and they're going with smaller wideouts who are just kind of more shifty?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think if there was a guy like Cortland Sutton, for instance, he's built like AJ Green and Julio Jones. If he was a polished route runner who had played great competition, he would be, and he ran a 4.3 instead of a 4.5. well, you got a guy that's getting picked in the top five. But because the best receivers in this class do happen to be 6 foot tall or right around 6 foot tall, and that is kind of what the game's gone to. It's so much more horizontal. It's so much more short passes. It's so much more we want separation more than anything, an early separation off the line of scrimmage. That makes guys like Ridley and DJ Moore become the guys that you really want on your football team. So I think it's both. I think there is a little bit of a shift in the way football is played, but those special wide receiver prospects are still the ones you want. They just don't exist in this class.
All right, last one. We know that if the Cowboys take Shaquem Griffin, KT is buying drinks for everybody. If the Cowboys take blank today, Kavanaugh is buying all the drinks.
James Daniels and Will Hernandez. I can't see either one getting to 50, but those are my two best interior linemen left, and I would just love to get back to blocking everybody, hitting everybody in the mouth, protecting the quarterback perfectly. That's my dream. You know what? I'm going to throw in another one who I don't think they visited, but it doesn't matter. We're out of the first round now. The Oregon left tackle Tyrell Crosby. If you wanted to pick him, he's the last guy left. Or Connor Williams. He's still on the board. I almost forgot about you, Connor. So there's four linemen to me that I want to keep an eye on because any one of those four is an instant starter and an instant upgrade to your offensive line. And then I didn't have to use number 19, which is what I was trying to get him to do. But if you can get one of those four guys to make it all the way to 50 and you can plug them in, well, suddenly you're right back in the conversation of best offensive line in football, and you can make Cam Fleming a swing tackle, which is what you want, so you don't have a Chaz Green situation if Tyron's back jacks up. So I'm looking at the offensive linemen, wide receivers, Anthony Miller out of Memphis, Michael Gallup, Colorado State, Cortland Sutton, if any of them made it to 50. So that's what I mean when I say it's setting up pretty well. I've got seven guys that I want to get to number 50. Will one of them get there? Probably. Do they value them the same that I do? I don't know. But they're going to have a name that they really like make it to 50.
Great job. Thank you.
Love you. Great job last night, Sean.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank
great
you.
Job to Ted. Great job to Tim. Everybody but Fish, you know, I thought did a great job.
Fish did much better in the post show with KT than he did with us. That was my analysis.
Yeah, I thought, you know what, I think Fish does a great job all the time. I forgot about his likability scores. I want to align myself with Fish. It was a great job by Fish last night. Great job by everybody.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I was just I was passing to LeBron and KD. It was easy. Passing to LeBron and KD. Sit back, do the work, and they do. Jeff and Kat.
Wouldn't you have been LeBron, though?
No. I'm going to count LeBron as a scorer.
How many assists did you have last night?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Like 50. 52
like,
assists.
Like Oscar Robertson.
Man, you're like dimes. The NBA 2K team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.